Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Chamisha Sha'arim Hayu Laharabayas. There are five Sha'arim, five gates to the Harabayas. Lachoma Hamakifa is a Harabayas. Hainu Hahar Sha'alav Haya Bane Beis HaMikdash. So the wall that surrounded the Harabayas, that was the mountain that the Beis HaMikdash was built on. There were five gates. Shnei Sha'ari Chulda Min Hadarim, the two gates of Chulda from the south. Tzadarim, towards the southern side, there were two gates. If you look at the map, it's letter Beis. And they were called the Shari Chulda, the gates of Chulda. Chulda was a Nevi'ah, a prophetess. Al Shem Chulda, the Nevi'ah, Shahisa Yosheves, she would sit between these two gates by the first Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Rishon. Umashmiya Nevu'aseh Ba'azna Ya'am, HaNechnasam Yotzim Sham. And she would tell over the prophecies to the people that would enter and leave over there. And Bishamshin Knisa Vyitzia. So she'd dark them through these gates. They would enter and they would leave. Lufisha Rov Binyanim, since Rova the Binyan of Tashmisham and their usage was Hayu Bidam was in the south of the Harabayas. Rov Kniso is the most of the entries and the exits, Hayu Makan were from over there. Hutchu Batsadza Lishnesha Arm needed at this side these two gates. Then Ki Ponos Minamarev. On the west side, there was one gate. If you look at the map, it's letter Vav. That was called Shar Ki Ponos. Kinnir, it appears that it was called that because of the man that was the Hisnadi that dedicated that structure over there. And Yesh and others say that Ki Ponos is in Yana B'Lashon Yavon. It's Greek, meaning it means Avodas Hagan, the work of the garden. If Asher Shal Yisham Gan, it's possible that there was a garden there of Vredim of roses, Bekirvas near that gate, hence the name. If Asher Zeh, and this gate was Mishamish Knisa Yitzia, served also for entry and for exit. Sheinichnasav Yotim Darko, they'd enter and exit through there. Next is Tadi Minat Safon. So towards the northern side, there was one gate. If you look at the map, it's letter He. That was called Shar Tadi, the gate of Tadi. Kinnir, it appears, Al Shem Boneu, the builder's name was Tadi. V'hu lo hayi mishamish klum, it would serve for nothing, meaning they would not enter nor leave there. Lo aso elalas faras halabin, it was just there for cosmetic purposes, just to make the building, Beis HaMikdash, look beautiful. However, a kohen, she'iru like Kerry, that had a seminal mission, hayi yotze de'ach sharza, he would leave through this gate. And mikan, therefore the Mepharshim explain that the name Tadi is from a lashon of hatsneya, of like tsnias, because the targum of the word tedi is sod or hatsneya, which means to be private, to be tsanua. Because they only use that entrance occasionally when a kohen would have a sikari. So therefore, it had this name of tedi, lashon of tsinav, of private. And others have the girsa, they have the girsa of teri, with a resh. In the place of the threshold, there were these two stones. They were leaning on each other, like kind of like a triangle. And in Greek, like a triangle form in Greek is called teri, hence the name teri. Okay, all different mafarshim here. Next is the Shar HaMizrahi, the eastern gate. This is the gate towards the eastern side. If you look at the map, it's letter Gimel. Olav Shushan Habira Tzura. There was an image on the gate, an image of Shushan Habira, for the honor of Malchus Prasa, the Persian kingdom that ruled in Eretz Yisrael in the early years of the second Beis HaMikdash. Or, as a remembrance for Koresh, who was the king of Pras, Shanathan, he gave permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. So that in honor, we put that picture there to attribute to his honor. Shebai, through this gate, Kohen Gadol Hasar V'Sapara, the Kohen Gadol that would burn the Para Aduma, U-Para and the Para, V'chol Mesa'ada, and all those that were helping out with the Para Aduma, Yotzim Lahar HaMishcha, they would exit to the Har HaMishcha, to the Har HaZesim. Shibahayu Sarifim, because there they would burn the Para Aduma. And our Mishnah mentions a Kohen Gadol that burns the Para Aduma, like the opinion of a mayor that holds She'en Para and Israfis Elab Kohen Gadol. The Para Aduma was only burned by the Kohen Gadol. The Lalacha, we don't pass like that. And Yesh Mepharshim, some explain that even our Mishnah holds that even a Kohen head yoke could do the Parah Aduma. It says that since most of the time was done by Kohen Gadol, we mention a Kohen Gadol. But really, the truth is that Hu Adin, for a Kohen head yoke, it would be the same din. A Mishnah Dalet. Shiva Sha'arim Hayu Bazar. There were seven. Shiva. There were seven gates in the Azara, in the wall of the Azara. Shlosha Batzafan, three to the north. Shlosha Badarum, three to the south. Ve'echad B'mezachon, one to the east. Sheva Darum, in the south. The gates in the south was Shar HaDalek, the gate of Delek. Delek means like fuel, meaning because through that gate they would bring in the wood for the Marach on the Mizbeach. If you look at the map, it's letter Lamed Vav. Sheni Lo, the second gate to it, was the Shar HaBecharos. Through that gate, they would bring in the Becharos, they would shecht those Becharos, Sheshchitasim, K'sher, Gamadam. Their Shechita was kosher even in the south. So there was a gate right over there for the Shar HaBecharos. It's letter Lamed He on the map. Shlishi Lo, the third gate to it, was the Shar HaMayim. And through there, they would bring in on Chag HaSukkos the flask of water that they would shenashvu mimayin hashiluach. They drew it out from the shiluach from the spring over there for the nisach hamayim. Look at the map. It's letter lamed gimel. And others say that shederach shar through this gate yatsu hamayim shnivalei micheskel. Yicheskel Hanavi made a prophecy that water would come out through that gate, and water came out over there. Hence the name. Now, Shiva Mizrach, now if you look at the eastern side, Hashar, the gate in the Mizrach, letters Yurches, is Shar Nicanor, the gate of Nicanor, because he brought the doors from Mitzrayim. There was a whole miracle with those doors. So that's the Shar Nicanor. Ushtei Lishachos Hayulo, there were two chambers to the Shar Nicanor. Achas Mimina Iva Achas Mismala, one to its right and one to its left. Achas, one was Lishkas Pinchas Hamalbish, the chamber of Pinchas Hamalbish. He was appointed over the begadim, the clothing of the kahuna. If you look at the map, it's letter chaf, and ve'achas lishkas osi chavit, in the chamber of those that made the chavitin, where they would make the minchas chavitin for the kohen gadol. On the map, that'll be letter chaf aleph. And just to conclude our mishnah, as we mentioned, there were seven gates to the azara, to the wall of the azara: three in the north, three in the south, and one in the east. The three in the south was the Shar HaDelek, the Shar HaBecharos, and the Shar HaMayim. The one in the east was the Shar HaNikanor, and it had two chambers there, the Lishka of Pinchas HaMalbish and the Lishka of the Osei Chavitin. But we did not mention the three gates in the north. So that we're going to mention the next Mishnah in Mishnah Hay tomorrow.